The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with us once again for the tech takeover. Jess, what's on the agenda this week?
Something we haven't spoken about for about 6 seconds, and that is kids and social media.
Yeah.
I feel like this has been one of the big talking points.
My head is starting to hurt a little bit about this story, but what is the latest development?
Well, the latest development is significant in that the Oireachtas Committee on Arts, Media, Communications, Culture and Sport has published a report on the regulation of online platforms. Now, this is the Oireachtas Committee that has been chaired by Alan Kelly, because there's quite a few Oireachtas Committee going on at the moment that are looking at this issue. But this one, as I said, chaired by Alan Kelly, has published its report. And there are some really interesting and, in my opinion, intelligent recommendations for it. But the headlines that you're going to see and hear everywhere about it is that they are not recommending a social media ban for under 16s.
Yeah,
I thought we had established that already, Jess, that what we were looking at was age verification. And once your age was verified, curated platforms, so teen accounts that actually were teen accounts as opposed to a free-for-all. And that was my understanding of what was coming. Have I got the wrong end of the stick?
No, you are bang on the money, and I think you need to shout it from the rooftops, because again, left, right and centre, I am seeing wrong information out there in terms of Ireland's approach to this.
It's a lack of understanding about it, really, isn't it?
It's a lack of understanding, and it's also picking up and running with assumptions. So people have seen that a social media ban has happened in Australia. They have seen that there is talk of bans elsewhere in Europe. So there's the assumption when it comes to Ireland that because we have said we will take action, which we have said at every level of government, that it's obvious that it's going to be the ban. But what we've done, as I said, I think it's a more intelligent approach.
It's kind of nuanced, isn't it?
It's nuanced. Yeah. And I think it shows a greater understanding not only of the issues, but also the technological solutions that can be utilised here. So again, this report, it's full of recommendations rather than impacting anything. So Minister O'Donovan was on with Anton last week on News Talk Breakfast talking about how even if Europe doesn't agree on universally agree on a model to try and prevent young people from coming to harm online, Ireland will go it alone. Again, in that instance, I saw headlines saying, you know, Minister O'Donovan says Ireland will introduce a social media ban even if Europe doesn't agree.
Yeah, wasn't what he said.
That's not what he said. And it's not our approach. I clarified it with the office. Again, it's exactly as Ciara outlined. But what struck me about the report today, and I've read through it, are the recommendations are, so again, there's no talk of a social media ban because they're saying that the experts didn't call for that.
I heard Alan Kelly talking to Anton about this morning. He said no expert that we spoke to said do this.
Yeah.
So we're not
but you can sort of see why, because there's ways around the bans, and then you basically, once you get around the ban, you're still in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Whereas what we're saying is we're not going to ban you, we're going to allow you in, but we will know how old you are, and then, as you have said to me before, Jess, it puts it back on the social media platforms to deliver a product that is age appropriate.
Yeah.
And that strikes me as a clever solution.
It's so clever. And as I said, the thing that I'm most excited by, and I'd love to hear the reaction from the tech companies, is that the committee recommends platforms disable recommender algorithms. So for those who don't know, when you go onto social media, if you watch a video, say if I go onto my Instagram and I search for Taylor Swift and I watch 15 seconds of a Taylor Swift video, the next time I open my Instagram, all of the stuff, the algorithm, all of the content the algorithm serves me will be related to Taylor Swift.
I have a very boring algorithm. It serves me interior decoration and cake recipes, because that's what I probably spend longest looking at, I presume. And that's what pops up all the time. And sure enough, that keeps me glued to things, because I like cake recipes and I like looking at people's living rooms. So that's how this works.
That's how it works. So the algorithm then serves up based on what you're interested in. It also then, in some instances, when it comes to adult accounts, recommends you content based on what your contacts likes. So you and I are Instagram acquaintances. So you might get content because I watched it and because we've interacted on Instagram and so on. What this report is recommending is that functionality is disabled for youth accounts.
Likely to happen?
I don't know if it's likely to happen. I fully believe it could happen.
And should happen.
And should happen.
And is capable, technologically speaking. If there is no algorithm, what does social media look like?
Without the algorithm, what it will look like is content that's been posted most recently. So if I'm 15 years old and I'm on Instagram and I have 15 friends, all of whom I know, all of whom my parents can see because I'm in a teen account, which requires that there has the functionality to have adult supervision, I will then see posts posted chronologically by
them.
Also, if I seek content out, it will be specific to that. And then the algorithm will, rather than learn and feed me one on its assumptions, it'll feed me blank canvas suggestions. So I think,
is that how it used to work? Because I was going to say, years and years ago, my Facebook feed was full of random things my friends had posted about their, I'm on holidays somewhere or other.
Yep.
Now I see very little of that. It's all ads and sponsored things and AI produced things from history and things, because I'm a bit interested in that as well.
Is there an argument, just to play devil's advocate here, is there an argument that tech companies would say, we're giving people what they want? And that's what all good retailers do.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is probably what they will say. But again, when you read the research on this, what happens is people go into these loops, the cycle, the dopamine loops, where they keep getting more of what they want. And young people, the reason why we're talking about under 16s is because their brains haven't developed to, it's like sitting, giving a full chocolate cake to a 15 year old.
Yeah.
They're not going to stop when their tummies are full.
They're gorging.
And that is where the argument of give them what they want falls down, because we don't give them what they want if they want booze or if they want to eat a whole cake.
Nope.
Or if they, we say no to other areas of, oh, if you want it, you can have it. So that is, so this is a sort of a hopeful thing.
I think it's a really hopeful thing. And
sorry,
it's a really positive thing.
Just to clarify, is this report in kind of consistent with what the department is saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
So again, the approach for in the majority of instances that we've seen so far, again, there are other committees that are sitting, and we will probably hear reports from them shortly. But there seems to be the consistent message.
Consensus is emerging.
100%. We acknowledge that something needs to be done. We see, accept and understand that what happened in Australia, while it was a headline-grabbing initiative to ban social media, it hasn't worked. Mm. Kids are finding workarounds. They're congregating on new apps. It's not the solution. So we are looking to build a safer online to enable kids to have a digital life, but to do so safely and to see appropriate content.
All right.
Makes
what's
a lot of sense.
Your tech tip for the week?
Tech tip this week on this week's Tech Talk, I'm going to be chatting to Dr. Coleman Nochter, who I'm sure you both know. He is fantastic at what he does, but he recently did a TEDx talk in Trinity, and the topic of it nearly broke my heart. It's about loneliness in the age of AI. So we're seeing a trend again where young people are turning to AI. They're getting artificial intelligence to help them problem solve. Coleman has examples.
It's like your imaginary friend, but it talks back.
It talks back. But he's saying that by embracing this technology, we are losing the ability to fully connect, to develop our social skills and so on. So I'm going to be chatting to him about it, but I would highly recommend. Yeah. It's 10 minutes. It's on YouTube. Put in Coleman Nochter into YouTube. It's the first thing that pops up, but I would highly recommend
it. It just seems like really kind of heartbreaking in some way for some reason. And your tech rec this week?
Tech rec, love a bit of escapism, love a few lols. I've started watching 30 Rock. It's on Netflix. I never watched it first time around, but if you are looking for something that is nonsensical, I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. Tina Fey wrote it. It's kind of based on her experiences during the time. All of the episodes are there and it is very fun to watch.
And she is actually great.
Tina Fey.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for that, Jess. We shall talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.